I was telling a story.
Oh, were you?
I was telling a story the last time I was with my family. I have a beautiful family.
Yeah, you do.
I was with the wife.
Yeah, of course.
And I was telling, because every time I travel,
yeah,
I have this weird thing that I do the whole time is I try and find the supermarket that sells the largest, like the biggest eggs.
Oh,
I hate. There's not.
Well, I
hate when you buy eggs and it they're little teeny little eggs. You need big giant eggs. Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Is a problem.
So when I was in Europe, have you guys heard in London? When I was in London, there's a place called Mickens.
Oh, okay. Mickens. Yeah.
So I was over there, but I was telling this story as I was walking, and you know, there's little kids, and there was toys, right?
There's
so,
toys.
So I was telling my mom. I said I was, you know, when I was in London, I found this place. It was sold large eggs. It was a mart.
Yeah, mart.
So I was telling her about how I was walking, then I stepped on something mid sentence. Oh, so I said, "Ma, I was in the LE Mart in McKinsey."
Wow!
Ouch, that was physical pain.
Wow!
McKinsey.
Whoa!
He still got it, folks. That's right. On this episode of the Bells and Whistles podcast, we're talking about death with Ellie Mart McKinsey and her new birthday
right
promoted.
There.
All that and much, much more on this episode on the Bells and Whistles podcast. Run that intro.
Wow! Ooh, that was hard. Okay. Cute.
This little game grump, huh?
Right, because you were in the fringe.
I was in the
fringe.
That's
really cool.
You know, and I exist on the fringes of society in a lot of ways.
I would say I belong there. Yeah.
You know? Hey, welcome back to the Bells and Whistles podcast. Ryan Quigley from Bernie. It's not a Pokemon episode. We have a guest today, a very special guest.
One could say our specialist guest yet.
Every time.
True. Every time.
It's true. Well, you know what? Actually, wait, hold on. Stop the camera. What do you want your name to
be? Ellie Martin McKinsey.
Ellie Martin McKinsey. All right, hold on. You didn't hear any of that. She's a writer. A podcaster. This is the best intro ever. A writer, a podcaster.
Oh, man.
She goes by a pseudonym.
She goes by, and you can't know her real name.
You can't know it.
You already doxed it, too. That's the funniest
Ellie
part.
Martin McKinsey. Yeah! You do any philanthropy work? I got to cut that.
Just a bit.
It's a great bit.
How you doing?
Well, there's lots to do.
Oh, I'm going. That's it.
It's about 2 degrees out. Fahrenheit, and we made the journey
sit outside for hours.
WN was delayed for like a good 8 to 10 minutes.
If someone farts in the wrong direction, the NW is delayed. So
that's so sad.
It's true.
That's harsh.
What I wanted to say to start things off, for our new viewers, for everyone who has since joined us since we became a Pokemon channel, you might not remember Ellie, but Ellie has written several projects, one of which
you're an accomplished writer. You're an auteur.
Yeah, I wouldn't say several necessarily, but Turtle A has won awards now, so that's cool.
Award-winning writer and author.
Put that in there.
Put that in.
Edit that in.
We'll fix it all in post. We'll fix it all. Yeah.
But
well done.
But before any of that.
Yeah.
You are not who you say you are.
I want to know where you're going with this. Yeah.
So what I'd like to do is a little exercise.
What is the exercise to start?
Because I've been...
Let's dox Ellie. Is that the exercise?
No, we're not doxing Ellie.
Well...
What we want to do is... I'm thinking of dabbling my quill in the game myself.
You're going to start writing?
A book. A memoir.
Yeah.
About all my times on the podcast. And need help coming up with a writer's name.
Oh, so you're looking for your own pen name.
My own pen name.
Your own pen name.
Do you think you could help me and Ryan?
I can try. Ryan, do you also want a pen name?
I definitely need a pen name. I wasn't going to say it on the podcast. I was going to ask you after. I was going to figure out privately. I didn't realize.
He's like, this is not a,
I didn't want to bring it up.
Discussion.
Because now people are going to know
who it is. Yeah, it's kind of defeats the purpose of a pen name.
No. But let's face reality. Nobody's going to watch this.
Also fair.
So you know. So
well,
yes.
An even more reality. No one would read what we'd write.
So wait, are you? So you, and remind me, you're comfortable with people knowing?
Yeah.
That you that this is your pen name. This
yeah,
is your alter
whatever.
Ego.
No, yeah.
You're not comfortable.
That's
okay.
Fine.
I've outed her.
Okay, and I think we spoke about when were you on the podcast? First of all, was
like
it
2 years ago?
It was two. Yeah. It was
been
it was a long
been a
time.
While.
So can you remind me and the people at home?
Yes.
How did you come up with your pen name?
Mine was taken from different family members. So Ellie is coming from my grandpa's name. Right. Martin is from my paternal grandma's name, and McKinsey is from my maternal grandmother, great grandmother's name.
I see.
Yeah.
So my first name needs to be Martinez.
Your first name needs to be
my
Martinez?
First name should be Martinez.
Is that your grandpa's first name?
That's my mother's. That's my mother's maiden name, mm-hmm. Martinez.
Okay, well that could be the last name, and then you could do I don't know what's a grandparent's first name.
What if we called you Elo Martinez McKinsey?
Can I tell you,
weirdest hyphenation like situation?
I'll commit. I've told you this in private, but I'll tell you and I'll tell the people because it's stupid and I didn't do it. So when I first started, it's stupid.
Please say that to any cop who ever comes to question you.
It's stupid and
it's
I didn't.
Stupid
do it.
And I didn't yeah. do it.
So when I when I first became an actor, the people at home, I'm half Puerto Rican, right? Mm-hmm. It is undoubtedly better if you're trying to get cast. It is undoubtedly
yeah, you want to have
you don't
want to
be
able
it, there's a lot of white
profile.
Guys looking to be cast. Uh-huh. So if you can, you want to let people know, hey, I'm Puerto Rican, uh-huh. right? And a lot of people do that with their name.
Right.
So there was conversations with my manager about perhaps throwing a hyphen and using my, you know, instead it would be Quigley Martinez.
Oh, what a choice.
Or whatever. Martinez. And in and around that, there were many, many other conversations of
you know,
like
iterations of what your name might be.
So Ryan Kevin Quigley, Ryan K. Quigley, mm-hmm. right? Exactly. That's
okay,
my middle name.
R.K. Martinez is not a bad author name.
But it gets even better if you spell it A-R-Q-U-E with accent.
R-K Martinez.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I stuck with the white guy version. I stuck with Ryan Quigley.
Oh, my God.
But it was an idea.
Well, I think and you don't know what you'd be then. Your pen name would be R-K Martinez.
R-K Martinez. I'd write about being a Puerto
oh my
Rican
God.
In the Heights.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
The audacity to spell RK with a QU.
And imagine how furious people would be if they found out.
They're like, I've never, what's the etymology behind
his,
that?
Wait,
name?
Hold on, yeah. hold on. His real name is Ryan Quigley.
Ryan Kevin Quigley.
You know?
RK. Yeah.
What is that? Is this a beautiful name? What does that mean?
Ryan what?
My grandfather.
No, but. Wait, Kez what, right?
Huh?
Is K like K in
K
Spanish?
K is what? It would be, yeah. Well, it'd be a made up. My first
R
name would
what?
Be Arke.
Ryan. Ryan what Martinez?
Well, hey, now that might be even better. Ryan K Martinez.
Ryan question mark Martinez.
Question mark. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, you can't spell question mark without K. not the letter K. Q U E.
Hey, but let's go back to you. What's your grandfather's name?
Yeah, no, my grandfather's name was Jimmy.
There you go, Jimmy.
Yeah, no, let's see.
No one's Jimmy, Jimmy anymore.
No,
no
one's named Jimmy.
No one is named Jimmy. That's
it's been a long time. They only go by Jimbo these days.
Hey, R.I.P. Jimmy Carter.
Hey, pour one out for Jimmy, huh?
Pour one out for Jimmy.
I think I can pull it off. So I think my name would be, if we're doing the same rules, right?
Yeah.
It would be Jimmy Carter.
Are you wait,
no,
are you serious?
Be, no, it really wouldn't be.
Yeah.
It'd be Jimmy what is the and then I need a maiden name in there. What is it?
It's one of their maiden names.
Okay. So it would be Jimmy Jaffe.
Jimmy Jaffe.
Yikes.
Jimmy Jaffe.
No,
yeah.
that's not no. good. That's bad.
Be,
that's,
you're like a Jimmy you're, Jaffe. Like a, you're like a talent manager in the 70s.
Yeah. That's rough. That's really bad.
Jimmy,
no,
Jaffe.
Jimmy Jaffe.
Jimmy Jaffe.
I know. I think I think that's
a big fat ugly guy's gonna play you in an 824 movie. 824 biopic.
Here's the thing with names. I hate when names when the first name like sound is also the last name sound. So it's like
You don't like alliteration.
Jim E. Jaffe.
Oh, okay.
But
oh.
Your issue is Bernie also has the. Yeah, so you so can't do Jimmy like Bernie. Jimmy Bernie yeah. either.
No.
It just sounds bad.
It wouldn't work.
Well, that's what my grandfather went by. He was Bernie. But he went it's by like James. Jim he went by James G. Bernie.
Okay,
James
well, that's G. Nice. Bernie. A very James, good author. That's, name.
You know, it's, yeah. it's a game. You know,
but people called him Jimmy.
Yeah, everybody called him Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a middle name?
McDowell. McDowell. I don't know why I choked on that.
Yeah, you had McDowell. A little spit there. Yeah,
I was Jaffe. A little scared. You could do.
I could do. Well, what if I just went by McDowell Bernie?
No, I would hate that.
That's a choice. That is a bold choice.
I wouldn't buy that book.
What if I just went by MC Dowell?
MC Escher.
Yeah, maybe perhaps if you were being a DJ. if you were spinning records, I could get behind MC Dowell.
All right. Well, clearly it works better for some people
than others. That was just how I did it.
Yeah. One of which is, I would say, I think you work, you make it work very well.
You do.
Thanks.
You do.
And I
think it sounds pretty good, so.
I see you've got the ghost earrings, which goes very in theme with what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that was intentional.
We do have a theme for today's episode.
We do. We do.
Which is death. I hope you're ready for a fun one.
It's sunshine and rainbows, kids. So yeah, how do we want to start the conversation?
Well, I
want to
say because we're going to talk about
and the afterlife
and the after.
We're going to talk about Ellie's new book.
Yes, of course.
There's going to be plenty of it. People
link in description ready. Below.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So sure. Kind of we'll get to it later.
At some point, we'll send you a couple of. It sends to do a Google Doc.
Hey, we're gonna send you guys a check. Wait, no, that didn't get recorded.
We didn't get recorded. We're gonna talk about that too.
Oh, do we have to?
No, we don't have to. But you know, there's some whatever. Fun to be had.
Yeah.
But we are talking about death because Ellie has written a new series of short stories called Afterlife.
It's true.
Yeah.
Or do you prefer, because there is a little asterisk, or not an asterisk.
Oh, it's a semicolon.
A semicolon. In there.
Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Because I couldn't figure out what to call it, and Afterlife sounded real boring and also existed already. So I was like, how do we switch this up?
It's after.
Semicolon.
After. Life.
After.
Life.
Very good. Yeah. And
very good.
I think I'll continue to say it like that as we discuss.
4 second pause.
Uh-huh.
But it's all about different kind of approaches and understanding and perspectives on what happens in the afterlife.
Yeah.
But what I'm curious, before we dive into all of them,
okay,
is there one that when you were writing it, because I could tell when you, we've talked about your kind of process with writing this before, not on the podcast, but when I've seen you.
Yeah.
You've told me a little bit about it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's one that you particularly subscribe to where it's not you being kind of creative, but it's like, oh, this is actually the one that I think could really be.
Yeah. What do you think happened?
What happened?
Croak.
We
bite the dust.
So actually the premise or the thesis of the mini series or of the short story mini series what of the
mini series in a way
I guess of the short stories is it's whatever you think happens is what happens.
Okay.
So
wherever you think you're going or whatever you think happens when you die, that's what will happen to you. So I believe that. And that came from a discussion that me and my best friend had, and they were the one who said it, but I was like, no, I'm into it. So I fully am down with that belief. But
I like that.
As for what I believe or what I would want, I would want to become a reaper. I am very purpose driven and I like a project. So
want to do that. Or like that too.
Yeah.
But well, hey.
What do you imagine? Wait. What do you imagine you would do as a reaper?
I gotta be the one. What's a reaper? Let's talk about that first.
All right.
What are we talking about?
The way.
Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper. Okay, so there's different takes.
Would you
on
be
this.
Grim as well? Or
like Billy and
I'm imagining. Grim Reaper. I'm imagining you with a Jamaican accent.
You're a Jamaican accent.
You want to be Jamaican because that's what I want. I don't need the Reaper.
Hi. Okay, so the whole thing. Mandy.
Mandy. Let's quick repeat. We're all going to go around and do up as Jamaican accent.
What here we are with R.K. Martinez doing his best Jamaican accent.
K is spelled Q-U-E. No, I would... okay, so a reaper is... The way it usually is in most mythologies and like folklores is it is whoever guides you to the afterlife or whoever is the one to like collect the soul and bring them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
So frequently that is like death, which is, you know, like the skull and the cloak with the scythe. But there are different, you know, takes on it. So,
in your head, because when I was reading it, I imagined all the characters looking just like we do, right?
Pretty much.
Just kind of, you know, in this other plane.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how I see it.
So that's kind of how you'd see it.
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's great power when it comes to these things. And I was thinking about this too. It's like, okay, do they have to walk everywhere they go? You know, do they kind of, is it like a shift? How many of them would there be? If you want to have like a, you know, a grim reaper that does everything for everyone.
Quite a few. Know? I mean, in my head, there was something of some sort of like bureaucracy set up that happened because it was like they got assignments or there were different reapers that would do different things. And it wasn't just reapers. Guardian angels, too, kind of work in the same way in this world. So maybe there's a reaper who's like collecting violent deaths and a reaper who's like, all right, natural ends and a reaper who's collecting like natural disaster deaths, you know, that sort of thing.
Rice.
Or like the comedic stupid deaths. Peels. Yeah. You fell off a roof sort of situation.
So you're hoping that there is like, you're saying there's a bureaucracy. There's a boss.
In this vision of the afterlife, there is.
But this is you what get you'd assignments, like.
And right?
You go, you would like to have.
I want to clock in and out. Okay,
you want to work up the
that's
the
what I'm saying.
Ladder,
you want a vacation?
You know?
Okay, so you want benefits? You want benefits? Okay, interesting.
What have you always thought? If we're playing by the rules, whatever you want happens to you, right?
What I want?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what I want on this earth.
Okay,
you know
I had
I'm talking
an answer
about?
For that one, too. Like, okay. There's a story for that.
What do you got? Tell the people.
If you are undecided about what happens when you die and where you go, you get sent to a maze that is completely made of mirrors, and it reflects back at you snippets of your life until you decide where the fuck you want
to
go.
So you're telling me, do I have an option to pick, like, my favorite part of my life? To just replay over and over again?
No, the maze will just throw different things at you to get you to make a decision. Like, it'll...
But eventually I land on a thing...
For yourself.
That you're going
to want to
do.
So I get to choose my idea of heaven.
It's giving you a waiting area that forces you to do that.
Okay. This is interesting to me. Mm-hmm. Because isn't the whole idea of heaven... Walk with me here.
Yeah.
The whole idea of heaven.
I like how we were like, we're going to ease into this. And then we absolutely
the
did
whole
not.
Idea of heaven, as far as I can tell, as far as my small brain can understand, is to want for nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But baked into wants, in order to have a want, you need to have a, like.
You have to have a desire.
There needs,
right?
to, be there needs to be a hole. But there are no holes in this idea of heaven.
Uh-huh.
So I never actually addressed heaven in the book because I didn't want to because I just didn't know how to do it.
There's a section where the character who's getting interviewed by a demon is, you know.
Yeah,
you
the replacement demon.
In
right. Yeah. My thing with heaven is, to me, I would imagine it as being more of just like a feeling of like security or like ease. But that's not an interesting story, so I didn't write it.
It's not interesting. It's a boring place
it's a
overall.
Boring place because it's peaceful. So
But if you choose like your favorite thing, it either eventually must end, or it needs to recycle. Where for at least a period of time, you have that missing thing that you enjoy.
Right. So I think the other thing with this as like a theory is that odds are most people probably don't think they're going to heaven. And if they do think they're going to heaven,
I think I'm fucking cooked.
Well, what if I think Ryan's going to heaven? Does that change anything?
But it's not actually me. You get a pick. It's a hologram in your world. It's not me.
Well,
it's your vision of
it'll
me.
It'll make me feel a little better.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. If what you want, for argument's sake, my idea of heaven,
yeah,
is to have Eve, is to do this podcast
with Ephraim
for all of eternity. You two
my
have your
idea
own
of hell.
You two have your own ideas of heaven, so you can't be there.
But you can project us here.
But that's just a crazy guy in a dumpster. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just a fucking lunatic. Just going, you know?
Yeah, but also you're dead, so who's going to call you on it?
That's a fact.
Wow.
That's
wow.
a fact. To answer, I'm Buddhist. No, what I really think happens is I think we just go to sleep. I think it's just a lack of consciousness.
There was a story in there for that one, too.
I think that's it. Yeah. I think it's just black. Yeah. Black.
No, I think there's all these make very interesting points.
You believe in reincarnation, you fucking loser, don't you?
No, I don't. I first of all, I don't believe in anybody or anything.
Uh-huh.
No, I came prepared with two options
okay.
for this discussion,
okay.
right? Which Ryan will not be surprised by this when I bring up Defending Your Life, which is a huge, which is a big movie for my family.
That's true.
And I do think Albert Brooks got the best idea when it came to it. You know, okay. You know Albert Brooks? He's the voice of the dad in Finding Nemo.
Okay, yes, I know who Albert Brooks is. It's the perfect reference.
Do you do that to everyone you talk about Albert Brooks?
Yeah, I sure do.
How dare you?
Yes, well, just so you know, we've got younger viewers.
I understand.
The voice of the dad from Finding Nemo used to actually be a director and a writer.
Okay.
And is indeed the creator of the SNL digital short.
Cool.
Which is a kind of funny thing. His real name is also Albert Einstein. But he did change it when he became an actor.
Okay.
Albert Brooks, you guys should all see it, wrote a movie called Defending Your Life, which is one of my personal favorites. Which what he posits is that after you die, you go to a kind of city where you hang around a little bit and you're essentially put on trial, right? Which is not a new kind of idea.
No, but what a nightmare.
Yeah. You put on trial where you have to prove to a kind of civic courtroom, like not to a jury, but just the two judges that are sitting there and you have a lawyer, that you were brave. That's it. You just have to prove that you were brave.
This is a nightmare.
Uh-huh.
This is a horrible situation.
It's horrifying. It's really, really interesting to watch like how they go about doing it, because there's a prosecutor there to prove that you weren't brave.
Right, I would argue the prosecutor's side.
Right.
That sounds horrible. But so
this is what I'd like, because
you want to go to court and argue your way out.
I like to think I'm pretty brave.
You just want to win that argument. That's your idea of heaven.
Sure.
You know what? There is validation in
that. Yeah, exactly. But also, the whole bit is that the food there is the best you've ever had. Like everything you eat is the best it's ever been, and you can eat as much of it as you want.
Nice.
And it comes out of the restaurant in a second. You know. And you also have infinite time to just get smarter and smarter and smarter, right? Like, that's all that happens there. Like, you just
become, so you can read up on law books to effectively
like anything there is to learn, you just learn, right? Over the course, because you have nothing but time to learn it.
I guess.
I think I love that movie. I think it's fantastic, and I think that's what I would probably want.
Okay.
What do I think?
What a choice.
But the idea is, if you win the trial, you go to heaven or something?
You go to like an even better thing.
You go to an even better thing.
You don't have to worry about going to
trial. And of course, they don't want to touch on what an even better thing than a courtroom is.
This is kind of what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Well, that, you know, I'm not too worried about that.
Okay. You just want to do that.
The thing that I used to write about, and I've told you about this because this actually pairs up with a different book of yours that you're currently writing. Which is, when I was younger, I was writing a book about what I thought happened after you died.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, exactly. It was about this theory. I've told you about this, I think. This was my idea. was that you, after you die, just like how you have a heartbeat, you have music that corresponds to the heart, to your heartbeat.
This does, yes. This does relate to something I'm reading. Yes. Okay,
you have
yes.
music that corresponds to who you are. And the long and the longer, the more of an impact you made in life and whatnot, the longer the echo of that music lasts. And so you have this kind of going on where people, you know, you kind of live in this zone where if you know how to use music, you can create new things. Like, you know, you can build whatever you want. It should be like a big Minecraft playground, right? As long as you can learn the music to that corresponds with the thing.
That's really cool.
Uh-huh. It was a pretty good idea once in a while.
Once in a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I got something up here.
You told me to come in with two that weren't addressed in the book. So to quickly go over what's addressed in the book, it's...
Because you've got some good ones in there.
Why, thank you. It's, we talk about hell, guardian angels, reapers, timeline jumping, which is convoluted, simulation theory, but like a weird, again, a convoluted version of simulation theory.
Because I feel like you're a simulation theory guy.
Reincarnation.
I'm not, but I could be.
You're like, I'd buy it.
If I simulated you to be so.
That's exactly what the simulation would say, if we're being honest. No, I'm a fall asleep guy. But if I had to pick a fun one, I don't want to interrupt. Keep going.
Simulation theory, reincarnation, and then I think it was... Purgatory, which is Mirror Maze, which I talked about, and then fall asleep, and that's it. So we covered, I think, 8 or 9. The two I would put forward that I didn't include. Oh, and ghosts. Ghost was the 9th. Yeah. That was the other one. Ghost. So I think one of them was, I'm forgetting it now, which is so terrible timing, but one of them was a convoluted kind of mix of ghosts and reincarnation where when you see a ghost or have a ghost in paranormal interaction with a ghostly entity, the ghost you are interacting with is one only you can see because it is an echo of a past life.
Okay.
So
hate that.
I thought fuck you that. Might. Yeah. I thought you might.
Fuck that. I don't fuck with ghosts.
I know you don't.
If ghosts exist, that's cool. You don't need to prove it to me.
So this idea that your past lives echo to you in the form of ghosts.
Okay. So it's kind of like a conversation with your own self.
Yeah, or like a time. Just like a like slide by reminder sort of situation.
Okay, that's
And then the other one was... Again, more in the realm of what I'm currently working on and what you said.
Uh-huh.
When you die, I fundamentally believe that humans exist to create things.
Yes.
So when you die, your creative energy gets kind of sent into a different person. Or someone creative is born or someone starts a new project.
Okay.
And
but that person is not you.
The person's not you, but the momentum of your creativity goes to them.
Oh. What would you say to people who like don't identify as creative?
Waste of space.
You're not a soul.
I think creativity, I think of it very artistically, but, you know, ideas are ideas.
Right.
And entrepreneurial, that's like spirit. That is a creative endeavor. You're starting something. It's not how I would view creativity or what I would want my creativity to be
for
used
sure.
for. But I think it counts because you are building something.
Interesting.
How would you feel though?
Yeah.
If say, God forbid.
God forbid.
But you have an untimely demise.
I perish?
You perish.
Okay.
And somebody that you can't stand all of a sudden says, you know what, I want to write a pilot about Res Life.
I'd be furious. I'd be fucking furious.
I would also be mad. Yeah.
I'd be in the afterlife just being like, oh, are you fucking kidding me? Oh, are you fucking kidding me? And it works for him?
Back up to
who can I email?
Out,
Can I email?
Well, I mean, if you take the bureaucratic structure, there's so probably someone.
Pissed. I'd be so pissed. But the idea
as well, yeah. Dude,
that's what I'm saying. But it's heaven, and I don't get angry. I just want the best for everybody, which I don't as a human. By the way, I for sure don't want the best for everybody.
No, we don't want it. And listen, neither do I. But
I also don't.
No, I want some people to fail miserably. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. There are 100% a bunch of people that I'm like,
no.
You I'll know, go as far as say most people. I'll go as far as say most people. I want most of society to fail except me.
It's this
and
weird.
Some of my friends.
I have this weird thing where it's like, I hate society, but I love humanity, where it's like...
Oh, that's such a... You should write that down. You should write that down. That's good.
Before you die and someone else dies.
Hey, it's already in the book I'm currently
reading. Okay, good. All right, good. Yeah.
But yeah, I do not trust society. I hate pretty much every societal structure humans have created for themselves. I think it's stupid, and I don't think we do it right.
What about Roblox?
Overall, I do love humanity.
What about podcasting?
That's a creative endeavor. I'm all for it.
What about Pokemon?
Again, a creative endeavor. All for it.
You don't mean Pokemon, right?
No. I just mean
no, of course.
Government systems.
Of course.
Yeah.
Now, you talk a little bit about ghosts in your story, right?
Yeah, it's ironically one of the funnier stories in there.
Ones. I've got two observations of it, but before I do, I can remember. I think we've talked about you and your bestie Anna, who is a previous
friend of the pod,
right?
Yeah.
And you've talked about how you've had encounters with ghosts.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
Which I know you don't.
Ryan wants to cut and bail so hard. He's like, get this girl out of here.
But I do think it'll be good for all of us if we hear how you've dealt with ghosts in the past, because you've since moved from the apartment that was ghostly.
Yeah, I think the ghost cat may have followed us, and that's just a cat. So it's fine.
Okay.
Which is funny.
Hey. No, it's not. Ghost of any kind following anybody.
What about a ghost bug?
Ghost bug.
That would be horrible.
It could be a ghost amoeba, dude. Yeah. No ghosts, please.
Yeah.
So what do we do if we encounter some?
You can tell them to go away. Like 90%.
They just listen. They just follow rules now.
90% of the time, they're kind of like, okay. The way ghosts work frequently is that A, they don't know they're dead. So part of them is
Wait. Say that again.
A lot of times, ghosts don't know that they're dead.
I gotta be the one to tell a ghost he's dead. I gotta tell them he's dead.
Yeah. Sorry, you gotta be the bearer of bad news.
That's a chip. Are you kidding me?
You'll have to tell them that they're dead, but just be like, hey, this ain't your spot. Like, you don't belong here.
I'm sorry. Yo, imagine you go to a bar and the bartender's like, hey, two things. You gotta leave and you're dead. I'd be like, what the fuck? I'm just gonna comply?
Yeah, no, I'd be upset. How do you do that in the kindest way possible?
Can you help me with my messaging?
Frequently it's like, hey, look, I'm sorry, but this is my house, not yours. You got to get out.
Yo.
Well, I mean, to be fair.
What are you going to say to me?
I'm going
to
say, to be fair, if I woke up and I was in somebody else's house and I was just knocking shit
like,
around
get
and
out.
I was upset and somebody got up and said, hey, this isn't where you're supposed to be, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'd leave.
You wouldn't be in the person's house, is what I'm saying. You wouldn't be in the person's house.
Well,
you
don't know what I do.
The ghost is already a questionable person, if we're being straight up, if he's in my house. Right? The ghost is the seedy fella.
Right? Well, I guess sometimes they get lost. You typically haunt your own dwelling. Right?
Well, so sometimes there are other theories. I'm so sorry that we're having this conversation.
I don't want to talk too much shit, because what if a ghost is going to show up tonight, bro?
No.
There are some theories that ghosts are treading the same, paths that they walked in life.
Yeah.
And things didn't always look the way they currently do. Mm. So when a ghost wanders through a wall, could just be because they were you know, on their way to a different place. There wasn't always a wall.
Hey, yeah. You believe that? You believe that shit?
No, not really.
I'll try and go. They didn't have walls back then.
They may not have had walls here back then.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's say that the person is from the year 800 BC. There was for sure a fucking wall. You know you can't go through a wall.
Well, what is he doing? What's he doing on the fourth floor of an apartment building that wasn't
here? He probably wouldn't be on the fourth floor. He'd be on the bottom floor.
So that's the answer. Don't live on the first floor.
I'll never live on the first floor.
You guys are living on the first floor.
Yeah, we are. We're in garden level. Yeah. I am less scared of ghosts and more scared of like rats and roaches, honestly. But
why we gotta pit two bad bitches against each other?
Who wins? I bet money on the ghost.
You guys, because your apartment, they all have a beautiful apartment over where they're.
I'm sure it's a lovely home,
right?
Hard to say right now. It's in the middle of like.
It's got lots of boxes.
Boxes and painting and wallpapering and building and shit.
Do you feel like you have to, like, because it's floor level, you have to like close the windows? Do you feel like you get privacy?
I mean, it's been fucking cold, so the windows haven't been open.
Yeah,
but,
well, sure. But like with drapes or whatnot, you have curtains all the time.
I don't fully pay attention. I close my window shade, but okay. I don't like the front. Like
people can walk by, but you guys have a kind of a front
like a
yard
wall
type thing,
situation, you know? So it's sort of like
a little courtyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, so. A little courtyard, which is nice.
Yeah, super nice.
Nice for ghosts.
He's so mad about the ghost conversation.
No, we're not going to talk about that anymore.
No,
what we are going to talk about, I think it's fun. I think it's fun. Fans of Three Ways to Survive.
Oh, remember that little program?
We'll appreciate a little spooky when Ryan gets a little spooked. But this
to this day is still one of my favorite things you guys do.
It was very
We really shouldn't have stopped.
Yeah,
boy, it was really good.
There's an unreleased episode.
There are actually three unreleased episodes.
Are there really three unreleased episodes?
Things that we filmed.
Released
them. One of which has our good boy Lee Esposito.
There's a Lee Esposito.
Lovely.
Mr. Smiley.
There's one where I get
friendly.
There's one where I get scared shitless, right?
Yeah. When we're talking about
Jeff,
the killer
Jeff.
Yeah, Killer Jeff. Jeff the Killer. Yeah. You know Jeff the Killer?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
We should at the very least just release that moment.
Yeah, that moment. It's all out of focus is the problem.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. We'll fix it up. But it's actually in keeping with one of the things that Ellie has written about, because the ghost hunting segment, the short story about ghost hunting.
Yeah.
I feel we are owed some reparations. There are two podcasters.
I've heard tell about that.
YouTubers
that are going
Brian
around.
And Beefram?
No, they're called, called what? Deebs and...
And Deebs and something, yeah. I forget.
Skibbity or something.
Oh God, it was not Skibbity. Yeah. It was like Deebs in some actual name, but like some white guy trash name.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder which one I am.
Honestly, like,
please,
you guys were.
Honestly,
it was like you in my head, but it very quickly became Sasha talking. So it's written
like
Sasha.
So I was too stupid to even be the character?
No, it was just Sasha's voice in my head.
No,
I think it was fully modeled off of your interview episode with Sasha. Like, it's just what I was writing.
She's like, I need someone stupider. No, Sasha, we love you. We'll have you back anytime when we start doing guests again.
No, and then
we'll talk to you in 2026.
And then I showed that section to like Devin, and Devin read it and he was like, oh, this is just like Sasha and I talking. And I was like, nailed it.
There you go.
It was recognizable. I'm good at matching tone. That's a good plug.
Because to me, it felt like it could very well be Sasha and Devin. It could be me and Ryan. But that one in particular felt like you as a ghost.
Oh, 100% it was me as the ghost.
So tell Ryan
angry.
A little bit about what I'm talking about.
Okay. It was set in Concord, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And the whole premise was this woman bought a house in Concord, Massachusetts that was severely haunted, died in the ghost haunting, and then came back as a ghost to haunt the ghosts who haunted her. So she essentially revenge kicked them out of her house.
Yeah.
And then was just stuck there haunting it. And
all right.
And she has, like, a rule against, like, haunting humans. Like, her whole thing is, like... She only haunts ghosts. But, you know, she's bored, so she's, like... She's, like, loosening knobs in, like, the, like, pantry or whatever, and then retightening them before, like, people come to look at the house or whatever.
Yeah.
Because she's got nothing better to do.
Can I just tell you what I got from that?
Yeah.
Selfishly, you're telling me that if I become a ghost, there's still a world where I can be haunted by ghosts? I'm pissed.
Well, we know that one's not for you.
That is really funny. I didn't think of that.
That sucks.
Well, because it's like, okay, Massachusetts is severely haunted, especially Concord. There's like a bunch of like Revolutionary War
fucking
ghosts.
Red Sox
around.
Fans, dude. Guys, massholes.
Yes. Yeah. There's a bunch of like Revolutionary War like ghosts that are around, and so she, you know, she dies at their hands and is like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
As a ghost. And they leave. They have to. She makes them. And then these two ghost hunters, like, go to explore the property, wildly unprepared for ghost hunting. And the whole time she's like, you guys are fucking idiots. You guys are fucking idiots. Yeah. You're so unprepared walking into this. Like, this is so dangerous, but she's a ghost, so they can't hear her.
Exactly.
So it's just like her, like, storming up the steps and then being like, did you hear that? And her being like, fucking idiot. and she ends up, like, possessing or tying herself to, like, a pocket watch that was, like, her grandpa's or something.
Okay.
And while they're holding it, they can see her, or she can make contact. So she, like, leads them to it, essentially.
I thought was very clever.
Yeah.
Going from, like, finding a way to get someone from haunting a house to another kind of thing, which is a haunted object.
Yeah.
Or, like,
so,
and you can take that around with you.
So their whole thing was, like, ghost hunting, we're going to catch a ghost, it's going to be great for, like, monetization or whatever, but, like, ghosts, like, electrical fields always short out cameras or whatever. It's like, you're never going to catch a ghost, you idiot. You're just putting yourself in danger.
Exactly.
And she ends up, like, leading them to this pocket watch and then tying herself to it so she can make contact with them. And then she's like, you're being fucking stupid. And is like, you can't, like, you're not going to get monetary, like, it won't work. And then they're like, she's explaining that she kicked the ghost out, and they're like, wait, you can kill ghosts. And she's like, yes. And they're like, new business idea, we're gonna take you with us and you're gonna kill these ghosts in these places.
They're gonna be a couple of Ghostbusters.
So now they're Ghostbusters.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Like, but what do you imagine happens when a ghost gets killed?
I think it's just like an energy disbursement.
Okay.
Like,
and then they cease to exist?
Their energy goes into other things.
Yeah.
Okay, but their consciousness.
They're kind of...
It's either gone or it gets tied to an object, but it's banished from just free floating.
But let me ask you, so it gets tied to an object.
Yeah.
That whoever that person, that soul, whatever vocabulary we want to use, they can't, like, they're not like, so I get tied to a cup. I'm not just like looking around at this cup, right? Like,
your chip from
that's been my character comp, I'll have you know. If I could play one role.
You want to be Chip?
I'd be Chip from Beauty and the Beast, for sure. I'd for sure be Chip. You
know, I somehow can't see it.
You know, I always imagined myself as something of a Cogsworth.
I can see that.
We could be Cogsworth and what's his
and
name?
Lumiere. Yeah, Lumiere.
I want to be the Bureau, but I think I'm too short. Too small.
The wide-chested Bureau.
Sweetie. And just tiny. That'd be funny casting. Or the dog that's just the
I think you'd be an air fryer.
The Ottoman. Yeah, because that was in Beauty and the Beast.
A modern day little dog.
Just an air fryer.
Yeah. No,
pressure cooker. Yeah.
Pressure cooker. There you go.
Crockpot. Yeah.
I do. I'd be a crockpot. I exclusively cook using a crockpot. So I'd be a crockpot for sure.
I like that. I like someone. Nobody's made a modern day brave little toaster or something. Or someone's a fucking router. Someone's a laptop. Someone's a flat screen.
Yeah. No. It's true. Oh, it's
all, we gotta write that down.
For the IP Braver, of Braver Littler Toaster.
Brave little crockpot.
Brave new world.
Write that down.
Put that down. That'll be our next project. World. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's stupid. Bro. Yeah. That's fucking stupid.
All right. Well, this is very good. This is, you know, this is one of the what I particularly resonated with because I was like, hey, wait a minute, this is ours.
You, yeah.
This is us. Wait a minute. I wonder if there like, are there any? Because it's probably difficult when you come around to writing something like this. Did you write them in the order in which they kind of appeared, or did you organize them? Because they're all different short stories, and they mean. I can imagine they would mean different things to each other if you reorganized them.
Yeah, I didn't write them in the order they appeared. The first one I wrote was the Reaper one, okay. Which is called Nevermore. And I forget where that actually happens in the series.
It's like towards the... I was looking at it earlier today. It's like towards the latter half of the
novel. Yeah, so that was the very first one I wrote. And I wrote it. It was actually that... Saga, who is now rebranded to Bombay Circle Press, they were doing like a anthology series that was based on the seasons with different authors, okay. And they had asked me to do one for fall. So I was trying to write a fall story, and all I could think of is just like everything dies in fall. Like fall's like a death season.
Yeah,
And so I came up with this, and as I was writing, I was like, "It's kind of good though." And good. I was like, "I actually want to do more with this." So I gave it to them, but then I was like, "Can I take that back? I'll write you something else, and I'll make a full thing with this that you can still have. Like you're getting it back. I just can I use that for something else?" And they were like, "Yeah." Yeah. So
there you go.
I think that's great. And that's, so where can people read this book if it's not on an app anymore?
So it's not on the app. It's now on Amazon Kindle, which is easier to find.
Oh, even better.
Yay.
Even better. So what are you waiting for?
What's your fucking excuse?
Super easy. It's also like $1. So
it's $1.
Come on. You spent more on this podcast.
Patreon.
It's true.
If you see, yeah, exactly.
It's true. I feel like we should do some of our 10 questions.
You want to do
too.
A 10 questions?
I'd like to do our 10 questions.
You want to do it?
Because we also have a meeting with our viewers after this.
Oh, that's exciting.
Is my phone over there? Is that my phone?
Yeah, our phone is my phone.
Well, everybody knows.
You remember.
Everybody knows that we do a little fun thing. It's called randomquestiongenerator.com.
I love that you brought this back.
A little fun thing.
Random question generator. And the whole idea, kids, is that we ask Ellie.
I'm like, who?
Yeah, this is gonna be hard for you too, huh?
To get to know her a little bit better. So it's we're actually at faculty.washington.edu.
That was your random question.
So it used to be formerly known as randomquestiongenerator.com. So the whole idea is we're going to ask Ellie 10 questions. It is her responsibility to answer them as quickly or as in-depth as she possibly desires. And then at the end of 10 questions, Ephraim will receive her a warning. And then you will click that bell, and then we will end the podcast for you to continue about your day. Understood? Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. I understand.
Any ghosts? You ready?
I'm here. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Ellie Mark McKenzie.
Yes.
Lights go down. Who wants to be a millionaire? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go. What's an unpopular opinion you have?
I hate cream cheese.
Okay.
I don't know if that's an incredibly unpopular opinion.
Whatever.
It's not my favorite.
Either. Yeah.
No. What do you like most about your family?
My parents are awesome, and my brother's incredibly funny. He's one of my best friends. We're a close-knit family. They're pretty cool.
You're very sweet. Yeah.
Very nice.
What is your theme song?
Oh, God.
I
know.
Uh-oh.
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't fear the Reaper.
There you go. I like it.
Pokemon.
If you could live in a book, TV show, or movie, what would it be?
Ooh. 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 Cop out answer to the book I'm writing now, but
okay.
All right. Yes, link in description below.
Not yet. Widespread answer, The Owl House.
The Owl House.
Yeah.
All right, sure.
Couple of owls.
What's your favorite candy? Someone said you look like an owl.
I have been told that.
Do you really?
You're supposed to say who.
Keep going.
I don't like candy. I like chocolate. Dark chocolate, I guess, if you're going like candy Reese's.
You just do. Oh, okay. Yeah. Reese's. Great answer.
A Reese's.
What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Ooh.
Did you just think of something we've made in the
No,
past?
I did not. Actually.
Clickbait the show.
I enjoy clickbait a lot. Worst movie you've ever seen? Killing of a Sacred Deer.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Fucking hated that movie.
You
so
hated
much.
That movie
with like
that
a
much.
Burning passion. Yeah.
Wow.
This is a really
very cool.
Mountains or oceans?
Oh. There's a right answer.
Mountains. I am convinced I drowned at sea in a past life.
Wow.
I have a weird yearning nostalgia for the ocean, and I am also very terrified of the ocean and do not swim well. I am sure I drowned. Once upon a time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. All right. Sorry to ask.
No, it's totally cool. I think it's fun.
Who is one of your best friends and what do you love about them?
You can say me. It's okay.
It's okay. People.
I mean,
it.
The answer that is familiar to this room is Anna.
But do
and...
you know? But what's the real answer?
Anna is one of my best friends. I'm going to go with a different person, though. Olivia Santangelo.
Oh, we haven't heard from Olivia Santangelo on the podcast.
Yeah. She is just the sweetest person on the planet. Like, truly, like, the nicest person. And we have a lot of really similar interests, so it's just, like, fun to, like, nerd out over the same things with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
you
sweet.
Olivia Santangelo.
What number are we at? Have you been counting at all?
I'm not counting, but I know that I have
such a bad guy. All right, three more.
Yeah, three more.
What's one of your favorite comfort foods?
Mac and cheese.
Great good choice. One. What's your favorite piece of clothing you own?
Mac and cheese.
These fuzzy
Olivia
socks.
Olivia Santangelo. Oh, those are comfy.
Oh, very good. Those are fuzzy socks.
Final question. This is not made up, kids.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book?
What's your favorite book?
Ooh. Wow.
It's a cop-out answer to say my own stuff.
Yeah, no, you can say your own stuff.
I really do like, again, what I'm currently working on, which is a cop-out answer.
Green Eggs and Ham.
I love Dr. Seuss. My favorite book is Peter Pan.
Yeah! Look at that.
There you
are.
There you go.
Woo! Oh my God, I got you that too.
Of course,
you got that's for that, you.
That's
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Ellie Ward McKenzie, what's the final time? What's the final time?
The final time is 3:53 .53.
That's a world record.
Is
not
it?
It's not a world record.
Well, I do not believe it.
It's a 2025 world record.
But it is kind of fun to see 3:53:53.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
That's very interesting. You know what that is? That's a fucking ghost.
Ghost in the machine.
There's lots of things that Ellie needs to plug.
Oh, this is what I was going to say. Uh-huh. Ellie Martin McKenzie, you've made it through your second appearance on the Bells and Whistles.
Woo!
One of the few people, by the way, to walk this earth and come back a second time on the Bells and Whistles podcast. Well done to yourself. Please look into the camera. Tell the people at home, the earthlings, what to do, where to go, what the buttons to click.
Yeah. You can find Afterlife and Turtle A both on Amazon Kindle. They're also in select bookstores in India, I think. So if you're there, pop in and check it out, I guess.
I didn't know that. That's fucking sick.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
So
Kindle for that or Amazon. And you can get them paper or you could get Turtle A paperback on Amazon as well. You can find me at @EM_McKenzie on Instagram. And other places as well, but I don't remember, so we're leaving it at that. And
all the links are in the description below.
You also happen to have two podcasts.
Oh, those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Or not. Or maybe you've never had a podcast.
You could check out a podcast called Title, because that is what it's called, an improvised storytelling podcast that I do with my brother on Spotify or wherever you get podcasts.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. And there is a secondary podcast in that, which we'll be releasing soon, called A Red Herring Swam Around a Writer's Room, which is, again, a somewhat improvised storytelling podcast with my brother.
Okay.
And I have a new book coming out on...
Someone just,
no!
Someone just... guys, sorry! That's, guys, that's my butler.
I have a new book coming out in July, which is very exciting, and I am... It was a hard book to write. I am very excited about it. It took a while, but it's very funny and amusing, and I like it. So
yeah.
Well done,
Allie.
After you click all those buttons, if you've made it this far in the video, please leave a like and subscribe if you haven't already. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave a 5-star review. If you don't leave a 5-star review, leave a 4-star review. If you don't leave a 4-star review, a ghost is going to come get you. So what you do instead, if you want to further the conversation, is you can join our Discord for absolutely free. But if you really want to get to the meat and potatoes of the conversation, is you click that notification bell on YouTube and you leave a comment. I reply to every single comment. You can check my work. But if you want to say, hey, man, fuck all that, I just want to give you money. What do they do?
You can join the Bells and Whistles membership on this channel for $5 a month.
It's damn near free.
Oh, it's damn near free. You get early access to all of our videos the second they're made and uploaded. You can watch them as they are, and you get some access to some support content, stuff that even the people like you don't even see. Yeah, where's your membership?
Yeah.
Let me get a job first. Yeah, my God, I got scammed. Give me a minute.
We're not even telling people about. No. And you can go on Discord and talk to us twice a month. We're about to talk to you in just a minute, actually.
We are.
And you tell us what kind of stuff you want to see, what stuff you don't want to see, huh? But maybe you don't want to do any of that. Go into the description below and click our fourth wall link down below.
Yep.
You can get yourself some merch. You can get yourself a shirt, a hat, a shoe. Maybe you get that other shoe that I'm talking about all the time. You never know.
Get a tote bag. They're good.
Get a tote bag. Exactly.
There's so many options. Ellie Martin McKenzie, I won't say your real name. congratulations. You're the second person to ever be stupid enough to come back on this podcast.
Hey,
this
Kevin.
Is a lot of fun. Woo! You're an incredibly talented writer. I look forward. I haven't gotten around to read it, but I will read it, and I'm excited
Can
to
you
see
this guy.
I'm a bad guy.
The whole podcast. I was gonna let you slide.
No, you said that I didn't read it before. But anyway, you're amazing. I'm excited to see what happens. Next time I go to India, it's gonna be great. A ghost is for sure gonna come get me.
I can guarantee you right now, there is no ghost here.
Yeah.
Well, but who died and made you king?
The expert?
How do you know this?
Because I can tell. I feel it.
There's no ghost here.
No ghost here right now. You're in the clear for now.
Well, that right now?
Right
no,
now.
You're
I
good.
Will say,
you're good.
Your lobby looks like rife for filming a horror movie. Like,
oh. Oh. So in the whole building, did you feel? How did you feel coming up the stairs? Was there any?
I didn't sense any ghosts.
You didn't sense anything?
I again could easily imagine someone filming a horror movie in the lobby, just like blood splatters everywhere, easily.
That's a fact.
That's a fact right there.
It's all the tiles.
And then the last thing. This is a bonus. This is a bonus for the people. The last time you were here, my favorite part was we talked about. Spirit animal is not the politically correct term. It is a spirit companion, or what is it?
Yeah.
Have they changed? Are we the same?
You have the same. You have,
You had a bird.
People have more than one, so you had a canary.
I had a canary.
You still have a canary.
I have a canary, but now I have two.
Well, most people
Everybody's
do.
Got a couple.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a couple. Okay.
You've also got a big dog.
A big dog?
Yeah.
How big?
I don't know.
Clifford.
What kind of dog?
I'm not good with this stuff.
No, it's Clifford.
What color?
Brown?
Does it look like that? Dog?
That's not my dog, is it?
Oh.
Is that Ryan's old dog?
That's Sandy.
Well, it might be that.
That would be very sweet, I think.
Sandy, go away. What about Ephraim? Ephraim is a goat.
He's also got a squirrel.
What? You're shut up! Don't lie to me.
I'm not lying to you.
He's got a squirrel.
He's got a squirrel.
Rock on, man. Rock on, man. Squirrely guy. I'm like,
that's really exciting.
No, I love that.
Fun and exciting. Have you anything else to say?
And a gecko.
I have three?
Most people do. Most people have like seven, okay?
Are you serious?
They just come out at different
times.
Wait,
I feel like I can see the gecko right there. No.
No, it's, not, no, it's like an actual proper gecko. And yeah. It's like on your like arm.
That's sick.
Wow.
That's sick.
Wow.
I'll be honest. I was having a bad day. I'm thrilled.
So much better?
Yeah.
Did I help you?
I'm positively thrilled.
Yeah. That's
super dope. All right. Sick. Do you have anything else to say to the people at home?
Watch our podcast. It's funny. And read my books. They're also sometimes funny.
Yay!
You should.
Thank you, Allie.
Do you have anything else to say?
I got nothing else to say.
All right, guys. See you next week. Bye.
See you. What we do is we now film your intro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So just bear tight. You got an idea?
I gotta write something down. I was thinking about it today, but then I had work became.
He's been. If you've been following, he's having a lot of fun with the puns, a lot of puns for people's names.
Are you actually Buddhist, or is that?
No, like he's not Buddhist.
No, I'm not Buddhist. That's sweet.
It would have been fun.
That's kind of a fun thing. Space to believe that.
No. I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
I believe it. I think you've done a lot of meditating in your life.
Oh yeah, yeah. I try and find stillness where I can. It's true.
I'm so bad at that. So good for you.
This is gonna be stupid. I have it. So you're gonna be really mad.
I think I will be.
I might also be mad.
Yeah. Everyone's gonna be mad. You gotta do it.
What do I need to say to get it started?
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, okay, sure.
So
that's how good it is.
So this might be the dumbest one yet. So I was